Welcome to Shomach Shov on the Daf. Shir is Lilu Nishmas, Aaron ben Yaakov Sholem, and Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding in Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Zayin. The Gemara in Amud Aleph, most of the Amud, discusses who's the one who established the Halal. And the Gemara brings at least twice during the Daf that the Nevim should be named Tikluim LeYisrael, Shiroim Rimoisoy, Al Kol Perek V'Perek V'Al Kol Tzar V'Tzara. The Nevim, they are the ones that gave it to Am Yisrael, that every time there's a Tzara, Shaloi Savor Alein, Rishonim explain, which means if it comes on them, Ukeshani Golim, they will be redeemed, Oimrim Oisal Gulasom, they will still say it on the Gula. The Gemara afterwards brings many opinions of when exactly Halal was said, was established. Was it Moshe Rabbeinu? Was it Chizkiyah? Was it Chanan Mishael Vazayo? Was Mordechai Vester? And all of them, the Gemara says that the ones who were in the Tzara, they said, Loilanu, Loilanu, don't do it for us. Because we don't deserve to be redeemed. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers, Lemani, Lemani Ese. I'm going to do it for me. I'm doing it because, not because of you, I'm doing it for me. So to understand the discussion over here, it's so really to understand first, what does it mean, called tzara v'tzara shloi sovo aleim? Every tzara that happens, we say halal. So Rav Yochum Halevi from Mir explains, the Lechura one can ask, what do you mean, every tzara that we have, afterwards we say halal? I mean, why are we in the Tzara in the first place? We have a Tzara, and then we're redeemed, and we tell you in the beginning, we tell you before you go into the Tzara, when there will be a Tzara and you'll be redeemed, say Halal. Don't get me in the Tzara in the first place, I don't have to say Halal. The Halal over here is coming for something which I'm expecting to have through the Tzaras. As the Mefarshim bring here throughout the Daf, every time that we have a Tzara, every time we have a Geula, we know that there's going to be another Tzara. We're waiting for that Tzara to happen. Tosfos says it at the end of the Kuf Tzayin Amud Beis. That's what it means. It says why it says Shira Chadasha in beginning of the bracha of the Haggadah, and then it says Shira Chadash. So he brings the Mechilta that in this world the Shira is Lashon Nekeva, because the Nekeva has a suffering. When you have birth, you have suffering. Every nace will have afterwards more tzar. There will be a more suffering. Except the shear of the Asid Lavoi, there's no suffering afterward. That's why it becomes Lashon Zachar. That's why it's male tense. So what's the point of all that? We're going through Tzaras, and we know the Tzaras are going to come back, and we're still saying Halal. Explains every Rucham, that's the idea, that the Tzaras for us is part of the redemption. It's not that we had a setback. We're trying to get to the Geula, and then we have a Tzara, we have a setback, we go back, we fall, we go back up again. But in order to get to the Geula, in order to get to the ultimate destination, we have to go through the Tzaras. And as we mentioned over here in the past, the Lesha brings that everything that happens to Am Yisrael is all to get to the ultimate Tachlis of Olam Habo. Some days we have Geula and we have Nisim to get to there, that brings us closer to destination. And sometimes the suffering and the Galus and the torture and everything that bad happens is also, each one of them is another step forward to get to the Geula. The Tzara is part of the Geula. It's not a setback or a side point. That's the part how you get there. And this connects beautifully to the Gemara and Shabbos that tells us that when you have Megillas Tainis, according to one of the Mefarshim there, the one explanation that Rashi brings, that they had Megillas Tainis because they knew how to appreciate the Tzaras. Not only they appreciated that they got out of the Tzaras, but they appreciate the Tzaras themselves, because the Tzaras is what brings you to the Geula. And in Mele, that's the idea called Tzara, Tzara. They say Halal. You don't just say Halal for the fact that you're redeemed. You say Halal for the fact that there's a Tzara as well. As the Mefarshim and Yankov bring, a person has to say, you have to say thank you for the bad as well, because the bad is also good for us. That's also part of what we need to get. The Halal is all the Tzara with the Geula. When we say the Geula, we know there was a Tzara, we know there will be a Tzara, and that all is included in part of the Halal. And with that may be the explanation, the Gemara, the Mechlekes, where was Halal established? So Mechlekes is, which Tzara exactly in Am Yisrael? Am Yisrael understood and comprehended that that the Tzara is part of our redemption. The Gemara says, maybe already five times in Moshe Rabbeinu. And then comes other opinion, there was by Yeshua, and it was by Nebuchadnezzar, and it was by Sisra. Different explanation until we get to the last one that says it was Esther. We know there was a time of Mordechai and Esther. That's a time that was ultimately when we saw that all the Kadosh Baruch Hu is being mistater in the nature, meaning the whole world is part of the Pulis Hashem. So ancient Shita holds, the when do we realize that the tzara and the darkness is part of a redemption. It's a different time in history. And the Gemara concludes, the last shita, according to what the Rashbam explains, is it says really the Nevi'im tiknu al kol tzara v'tzara. Every tzara and tzara that Am Yisrael has is part of a process to get to redemption. It's part of we understand, we comprehend, this is our group. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.